Despite some recent rumblings from city politicians calling for the return to a buyback used Sharpe's model, the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit does not see such a program as the sole solution. According to Medical Officer of Health Dr. Carol Zimbalati, the health unit has not had any recent discussions internally or with community partners about reinstating a Sharpe's buyback program. While buyback programs can be seen as useful at first glance, the evaluation highlighted the program was complex to administer as intended and required a large time and financial commitment to operate, even for a short period of time. During a recent Community Safety Well-being Ad Hoc Committee meeting, North Bay City Councilor Tanya Vrabash again pressed for answers on the feasibility and usage of the community Sharpe's bin supported financially by the City of North Bay with up to $10,000 in funding annually since 2021. The public Sharpe's disposal is located outside the Community Counseling Center of Nipissing at 361 McIntyre Street E. The funding is used to empty the bin and safely dispose of its contents. Brent Kalinowski, who is the facilitator of the Community Safety and Well-being Plan, said he preferred to perform more audits but acknowledged his investigation to that point indicated the box was not being used very much. "We gave it a shot," Vrabash said. "If it's not being used, I'd rather reallocate the $10,000 to something under the Community Safety and Well-being Plan. I am a fan of the needle buyback program." Meanwhile, medical professionals have a different take than the elected officials. Offering community Sharpe's bins is an important component of a comprehensive harm reduction approach, and ongoing monitoring of their use allows us to determine best locations and how the service can be improved, Dr. Zimbalati added. Sea related. I'm terrified to swim, needles creating danger at North Bay Beach. Kalinowski had been tasked in March to investigate the bin's usage further, and he discovered 30 and 50 Sharpes per month were deposited in the community bin over an audit of several months. "It does beg the question, is that box in the right spot place?" he asked. "Can it be in another spot that would be more accessible or useful to those requiring its service?" "I'm glad to see the monitoring," said Vrabash. "It is very costly, and I still think there are better ways to use $10,000 to pick up Sharpes in the community." See also, Councillor pushes for return to needle buyback program. Besides Vrabash, several members of the Community Safety Well-being Ad Hoc Committee meeting also favored looking at a return in some form to the buyback program, including Cown. Lana Mitchell and Ian Kilger, the Director of Community Services. Background. The health unit discontinued the needle buyback program during the previous term of council. The cancelled program had offered one $5 gift card for groceries for every 100 used Sharpes, needles, or syringes. In 2020, the health unit had community Sharpes bins ready for installation within the district and wanted to do so on municipally owned land. A compromise was reached and the bin found a home on McIntyre Street East. The health unit also requested financial support for regular disposal of the contents of the Sharpe's bin. The previously budgeted $10,000 for the buyback program went toward the costs associated with maintaining the bin. See also, Community Sharpe's bin gets lukewarm reviews yet unanimous support. When used Sharpes are discarded improperly, such as in recycling, garbage, or even in a public place, it is often the result of not having a place to properly dispose of them, reads a January 2021 news release from the Community Counseling Center of Nipissing announcing the bin's placement. Providing a place for people to safely discard Sharpes helps keep the community safer for everyone. And, city, dirty needle disposal is property owner's responsibility. According to the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit website, community Sharpes bins are also available at the health unit's Oak Street West offices, and there is one accessible to the public stationed outside the AIDS Committee of North Bay and Area office at 147 McIntyre Street W.